And when you're ready, and if you can, you're going to come to a lying on your back's position. And if you don't see me, it's fine because the direction should be very fairly simple. And if I can't see you, that's also okay, although it's quite nice for me to see you, but I'll be lying on my back doing it with you. Make sure you're warm and comfortable. If you need to go get a cushion or whatever you need, so that it's not an ordeal in any way. Great. And then now that you're on your back, so you can let your eyes close and feel the earth under your body is friendly. It's you can give your body over to gravity. It's safe and friendly. And you can open to the sensations of temperature, texture, movement of your breath, opening to the tactile, the feeling realm of your experience. Nothing to do. We're gathered together in a shrine, in a kind of shrine dedicated to truth and to the simple unfolding of experience. And just releasing the weight of the body into the earth, so simple. Now feel with the in-breath lifting your left arm very gently off the floor a few centimeters. Out-breath, laying it back down into the earth. Let it go. Right arm, in-breath, lift it off. And out-breath, lay it back down, surrender it, feed it to the earth. Give it over completely. In-breath, lift your left leg off the earth. And out-breath, surrender it to gravity. Let it go. You don't need Right leg, in breath, lift it up. Exhale, surrender the left leg. It's a sensation. Feed it to the earth, to the space. Feel your head with the in-breath lifted off, heavy fruit that you're weighing. Exhale, lay it down gently, gently, let it go. Feel your body is allowed to spread out, to sink in. Your whole body now, feel your whole body and feel it lifting off the earth a few centimeters.
With the inhale and then exhale, lay it back down your whole body, penetrating the earth. Yes. Letting your body come to life, tinglings, air on the skin, texture of the floor, movement of the breath. It's safe, it's okay. I don't live in a limited body bag. I live as the being, the unlocated being in which this flow of sensations is free. Be open to that. Feel your left arm and let your left arm travel all the way up and back. A deep breath, and then with the exhale, the arm, the left arm travels back. Very simple. Let your arm go. Let it go into the earth. Now the sensation of the right arm, the right hand, feel it come to life and let the right arm float up all the way back. And with the next exhale, it travels back. Don't do it. Feel it's very easy, effortless. And you surrender it to the earth. You let the earth penetrate the arm. You let the earth penetrate the whole body, in fact. It's a reunion, body and earth. Left knee, lazy, drag it up, all the way up the left knee to cover your abdomen. Next exhale, the left leg extends out, relax it completely. Let it go. Right leg, right knee, lazy. Drag the right heel and then the right knee floats up to cover the abdomen. Inhale and the next exhale. Right leg comes down and you feed it to the earth. Let it go. Now both feet on the floor, hip width apart. Knees are bent. Feel the feet and the earth. What's the relationship? Is it friendly? The heels, the soles, the toes, the earth. And feel the back of your pelvis with the earth. Is there safety and friendliness? Or is it a battle? Choose the first option. Feel your arms, upper back, back of your head, the neck, with the earth. Yes. And the space all around the body, touching. The body, the space. You don't have to manufacture anything, just discover that there's a organic friendliness there. When we can let it be. Now take a long inhale. Long exhale through your nose. And now with the next inhale, your pelvis floats upwards. Cushion of air lifting your pelvis with the inhale, effortless, easy. And you let the exhale come as the pelvis is floating up, your belly, your torso, your face, touching the space, your arms sinking into the ground. Next exhale, slowly the pelvis travels back down, vertebrae by vertebrae. And then you surrender the pelvis completely, the hips, you empty them out. In your own time, on the inhale, pelvis rising up. Smooth and easy. Hover there for a bit with the exhale, you stay up there. Surrendering your body to the space all around. Another long inhale, and then with the exhale, melting the torso, vertebrae by vertebrae, into the earth. No reason to do this, just sensing, feeling. Empty the hips. Yes. Now extend your arms right and left and bring your two knees to foot over your abdomen. So arms are open, palms are down, touching the earth. And then slowly your knees are going to drop towards the left side, your head turning towards the right, very gentle, only if it's safe for your body. And relax completely. Slowly switch. Right knees to the right, left head to the left. And let go. Let go of the body. I don't live in the body. The body lives in me. The body, earth, space, live in me, unfold, free. And again, don't do it, let it happen. Knees traveling to the other side, head traveling to the other side, it's effortless. And then letting go, ah, yummy. Spreading the body out. And again, last time. Make sure your breath is allowed to flow as free as she wants. The head turning. The palms touching. This is not a mechanical thing, this body. The earth is not inert and the space is not dead. Yes. I am life itself and the body expresses me. The body, earth, space. Each sensation an expression of me. Slowly the knees come back, the feet on the ground. Let your arms and your legs come back and relax completely. Yes. Now very gently, lazy creature, like you're going to roll to your side and come onto your hands and knees. Take your time, your eyes are closed. Making your way onto your hands and knees, and once you're there, Feel the touch of your palms with the earth, the texture, the temperature, the lower legs, top of your feet, the weight and how it travels down into the earth, and how the earth, she travels up your arms, through your shoulders, through your hips. And then just gently concaving the spine, arching the spine, maybe with the inhale. And then with the exhale, you round the spine. Very easy. Find your own rhythm. Arching, smooth. In breath. Curling, smooth, out breath. You're like a, the body's like a plant in water. It's effortless, it's supple. Feel that you don't have to do it. It can happen all by itself. Yes. And then let the invisible currents move the spine in the ways that you don't predict. So the arching and the curling are now something different. Just let it happen. Let the head be part of it. The pelvis, the elbows can bend. The breath is free. It's a creature. It's a plant. It's not a mechanical body. Very sensual. Yes. Now gently just take your pelvis to your heels into a child's pose. Resting your forehead to the ground, let it go. Lovely, and now gently we're going to come to a comfortable seated position. Maybe find a cushion. And then the eyes are closed. Feel your body. You don't know anything about it. No memory, no concept, no visual even. Just the raw experience. Let the sensations unfold as freely as the sound of this voice. With your eyes closed, you have no notion that I live in a body bag separate from other body bags and from the environment. You have no experience of that. So allow yourself, give yourself full permission not to have such fixed borders. I don't live in the body lives in me, and it's a very lively experience. Feel the tingling of your hands, your palms, tops of the hands. Let your hands radiate into the space surrounding them, because that's what they would love to do. No danger. Let them go. You don't have to manufacture anything. It's more like a deep listening
to discover that your hands are champagne hands. Now feel your face. I'm sure your face isn't a champagne face. It feels pretty tense, perhaps. A little web of a little mask. Tight little mask, the face. But feel it. Feel that it's allowed to come to life. Your forehead, your temples, your eyes, your eyeballs. Just forget the words, just the raw sensation. Your cheeks, your nose, your mouth, your lips, your jaw, your ears. Hello, face. Welcome. Inside your mouth, your teeth, your gum, your tongue. Taste of your mouth. Let this face become a cacophony of sensations. Free. I don't live behind the face. I may feel that, but that's just an habit, a sensation. I live as the openness, the borderlessness. Give yourself permission right this moment. You, that very, very ordinary you feeling. Feel that you that you are right this moment is borderless. Be open to that. Explore what would that feel like. Sensations may come as candidates of the border of me. Sensations in the back of the body or in the forehead or in the face coming with a claim that they are the border of me. But you have the freedom to challenge those claims. Is that true? Is it not rather that these border-like sensations are just that, just sensations, floating in borderlessness? Just saying, just suggesting. Feel the weight of your pelvis, your sit bones, your thighs, your knees, your lower legs, ankles, and feet would like to be surrendered to gravity. And then agree to that. Feel that the law of gravity is a law of surrender. Let your legs go into the earth. She is open. She's porous. Let them go. Same with your arms. Let them go. Shoulders, upper arms, elbows, lower arms, wrists, hands. Liquid. I know there's opposition surfacing because there is in my body, there's such a deep habit of holding the weight and staying nice and tight. So when the opposition comes, you just shine that gentle light of welcoming. You see and welcome the layers of opposition. They're simple tensions in the body. No problem. You just offer them to the space. Gently push the top of your head towards the ceiling and feel your verticality. Don't impose it, just see if you can feel it. As the arms and legs are flowing down, here comes your verticality. Gentle pushing of the top of the head, lengthening of the back of the neck, and then don't push. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just feel your body, your whole body, like a cloud. It's free floating in openness. Maybe. With the whole body touching the space all around. Maybe. Why not? Now feel your forearms moving off your lap and slowly your hands completely relaxed. So your upper arms are against your torso, your hands completely relaxed. And then slowly let your shoulders travel up towards your ears, but feel that I don't do it. It happens effortlessly, smooth. And then they come down. Pour your shoulders down. And again, no psychology, just a raw, smooth sensation. And they move down. And let your arms go. And now slowly the neck and the head tracing a circle. Let it happen. I'm not doing it. Nobody doing it. Just a ripple in openness. Every little micro sensation is alive, is divine, is surrendered to the openness. The breath is free. Now the direction changes. Don't lose contact with the borderlessness that you are, the openness. Yes, and now the head, let it come back all by itself. How does it come back? Where does it go? It comes back in you. Gently the torso turning towards the left side. Very slow, like a ghost. Welcome not only the sensations of the body, but the sounds, the sound of this voice. Whatever other sense perceptions may be present, let them mingle with the bodily sensation. Let the sound of this voice mingle with the sensation of your shoulders. Why not? Feel that you're the sky, and from the sky's point of view, every experience is equal and appearing in the very same openness. Now slowly the torso floating, weightless towards the right. Very slow. You're tasting it. You're not doing it, you're tasting it. Your hands resting wherever they want. Top of the head stretching the sensation, not mechanical, to the top, to the ceiling. It's a line of energy, not a line of, not a physical structure. And then you feel the whole posture. Let it touch the space all around. Be the space. Welcome the forgotten children of your experience, those aspects that are contracted, fearful, layers of emotion. Torso comes back, let it come back. It's coming home, let it come back. You are home, let the body come back to you, and the arms. Telling your body, you are allowed to let go into this open, friendly space all around. It's safe. You do not have to work on my behalf 24/7. You do not have to provide a cage for a separate one. Even though I've been telling you that for a long, long time, for a very long time, in this moment, I'm telling you something different. I'm telling you the truth. Okay, now we're going to make our ways to standing position. Go gently. Go very gently. Yeah? There might be a way that your body wants to make its way up to standing that's creative. See what happens. And then find a comfortable way for your feet, hip width apart perhaps. Your eyes are closed. Your arms just hanging by your side, by the sides of your body and your feet. Feel the weight of the body through the feet. Maybe shift the weight a bit to the right, to the front, to the side, to the back. Just to taste, really taste, be very alive with the sensation at the feet, the texture, the temperature, the weight, the breath, and then see how the body wants to come to stillness, where, how far apart do the feet want to be. Trust this body's intelligence. It's so intelligent, this body. Of course it is. It's imbued with your intelligence. And now feel the legs and the pelvis in relationship to the feet. Feel your torso, your verticality, top of the head, how it stretches from the sensation towards the ceiling. But don't do it, just let it sing its song of standing. Welcome the tensions, if they're there, the unpleasant sensations. No need to label them, just welcome them, because all they may need is a little bit of friendliness and of reminding them that, look, you're surrounded with space and with friendliness, so it's okay. Now feel your right arm. Feel the sensation of your right arm and let your right arm float light as a feather all the way up. Light as a feather all the way up to the ceiling. Touch the ceiling with the tips of your fingers on the right side. And now the right arm comes down to the right. Open that right wing, touching the distance with the tips of your finger. Cutting the space, tasting the sensation. No reason to do this, just tasting, tasting, tasting. Let that right arm go. Let the tips of the right fingers drop to the floor even, why not? Compare the texture of the right arm, the left arm. Now it's the left arm, floating up weightless, easy. Almost like it could float away from the torso, top tips of the fingers, pushing the ceiling. Stretch the sensation of the left arm, not the physical left arm, the sensation. That's more like a flowing stretch. Yes, and now open the left arm to the left. Long, really long left arm, touching the distance all the way down. Yeah. Now both arms floating up, they can't wait. Arms of energy, long, long arms all the way up. Facing the palms, clasp your fingers. And then turn your palms to face the ceiling. But don't rise your shoulders. Let your shoulders drop, top of the head, rising to the ceiling. How can this stretch be still a stretch of energy rather than physicality? Torso turns to the left just a little bit. Breath is free. Empty the posture. I know there's a lot going on, but give it to the openness. She loves it. And now to the right. Slowly. Don't go too far, because if you go too far, then you become the doer. The doer is not allowed in the shrine. Yes, I know. Welcome. No danger. Come back to the center. Unclasp your hands and let your arms come down right and left. And as they come down, little circles at the shoulders. Feel the heat. Maybe even the unpleasantness. But what if there wasn't that label? Maybe it would have another label. And then the arms go. Let them go. Feel the aliveness of this body. Slowly tilt your chin towards your torso so that the head is coming down, and then feel the upper spine starts to curl down very slow, and then you stop. Feel your arms hanging dead weight, your knees a bit bent. And then again, a little bit more, you curl the middle torso. So you're basically pouring your body down towards the floor. Stop. Breath in, and with the exhale, you just hang there for a bit. Make sure your abdominals are holding the lower back so it doesn't hurt the lower back. And then you continue down. Continue down, pouring yourself down. Pause. Yes, let the head go, let the arms go, and then all the way down. If you need to bend your knees, you bend your knees as much as you need to rest your, even to rest your torso on your thighs. Long inhale, long exhale.
And now visualize a big beach ball under the torso. It is slowly inflating. As it inflates, it carries your torso back up. Let it happen. You're the space celebrating this wave of sensations ahead. This is the last thing. It's like a helium balloon floating on top of the spine. Yes. And now the arms floating all the way up to the ceiling. Weightless, easy. Clasp the fingers. Index pointing up, thumbs pointing back. Stretch the body as much as it wants. And even if it wants, you can stretch it a little bit. Stretch the arms a little bit back so that you open your torso to cover the ceiling. Be careful with your lower back. And then you come back, let the arms go. Back to stillness, home base. I am home base, I presence, borderless, alive. Shape-shifting every moment. In fact, now feel your body is beginning a very subtle movement. It's always moving, this body, so very gently let the movement take over. And you don't have any ideas about what that movement should or will look like. Maybe it's originating in the pelvis. Maybe your feet moving apart a little bit so that there's a wider stance. Don't visualize it at all, nor conceive of it. Just feel as if you were following a flow of movement. And you include every part of the body now, the head too. Especially the head, I want to say, because the head is the headquarters, usually for that separate one. So you don't want that. There are no headquarters at the moment, just a flow of movement. And trust the movement that wants to shape. It might come from a feeling, from an emotion, from simply textures and sensations that are not anything but themselves. But what I've tried to say is that if there is a sense of a person there that wants to move, let him, let her, to begin with. See what happens. Feel that it's a dance that is emerging. A dance in the shrine. So it's a dance somehow that is a kind of prayer. Doesn't mean that it's a pretty prayer. The invisible dancer doesn't have preferences about the shape of the dance. In fact, she sometimes likes it when the dance isn't so pretty. Because she knows that most of us harbor some forgotten corners of experience that don't get much time out, time to come out. They get too much time out, in fact. So in this moment, just a bit of freedom for this body of expression. See what appears, what creature, what sounds even, what feeling starts to emerge. Visualize yourself with your friends here. We're gathered, but our eyes are closed. We're not looking at each other, but we're together in a space that is open and welcoming of a wilderness of the body.
and our wilderness of expression. And it's a wide open space in nature. Let your hair go. Trusting your creation. Trust your hands, your arms, the gestures. It's your body, really, that you're trusting. She knows something. He knows something. What it knows tactily, through the hands, through the arms, through the feet, through the earth, through the space, not through the thought. No translating. You can even feel that the movement is a channeled intelligence, that what is appearing is coming right from the source, speaking directly to itself through the movement. Yes. Feel the potential here, which we in our culture we barely explore this potential, but imagine a culture where we would dance more like this, we'd allow the movement. Having taken our stand, connected with our true nature, that we would allow openness to speak directly through the dance. Gently let it come. Before it comes to stillness, see if you can allow a posture or a gesture that arises completely spontaneously. Don't manufacture it. What would it be? What is it? And then another. You move from gesture to gesture. You pause. And then you wait for the next one. You wait for it. And you wait for the next one. You trust it might be very strange. What do your fingers do? What are your hands doing? With your face, with your space? And then let your arms gently, slowly travel back to neutral stillness. And then we're going to make our way very gently to sitting position. Hair in my mouth. Have I taken residence? Have I taken up residence again in a limited body? Just ask yourself the question gently. With the headquarters in the head area, the thinker, planning my day, no judging. Those are deep habits, aren't they? Very, very deep. And there's an intelligent, you know, we obviously need to feel ourselves somewhat located as our bodies when we go around the world, crossing the street, or we need to plan our days. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's also a bit of excess habit, let's say, of maintaining that sense of being located in and as a body when it's no longer necessary. For example, now, there's nothing to do. We're not, hopefully not planning our day. I mean, sometimes meditation can be the very perfect moment to do that, but what we're doing here is rather welcoming the unfolding of experience and not really engaging with the thoughts, allowing them, but not engaging with them. And so with the body, hopefully we can invite that habit of relocating myself. We can invite that habit to relax. Very, very simply by saying, for example, by reminding myself, I don't live in the body lives in me. Or by saying, I don't live behind the face, behind the eyes, behind the forehead. I am faceless. And then you see, you know, you don't have to welcome the layers and layers of feelings that you had identified with in the head area or in the borders of the body. These me, the body feelings, they still are there once we disidentify with them. They're still there, the tension in the face, the feeling of a skin that is a border, that it doesn't go away miraculously. We have to shine a very gentle light, for example, on the sensation of the face, the tension. When I say shine a light, I mean feel these tensions like a mother would gather her crying child in her embrace without smothering that child, without making any demands, simply surrounding the child with sweetness. That's how we approach these me the body feelings. Any tension that you feel right this moment, you place it in the arms of presence. And you don't ask anything of it. We don't ask anything of anything, because we know all is well. Ultimately, all is well, and in the shrine we can taste that. We can bathe in that. Feel your whole body again. And tell it, once you feel it, you have it in your arms. Then you say, sweetheart, you can relax. In all directions. You can let it come on, you tell it you can come undone. You can open the windows, the doors, take the leash off, take everything off. Now feeling the breath, feel just the gentle, the simple coming and going of the breath. And just focus your gentle attention on the breath in the lower abdomen area. Feel the touch of the breath with the sensation of the belly, the lower belly, the sides also, the sides of the lower abdomen, and the back of the lower torso, the lower back. Feel the breath there. In breath, out breath, don't feel you have to manipulate the breath at all, just as it is. Listening. Feel the circle of the lower torso with the breath. Is it allowed to expand with the in-breath? Is there a natural contraction with the out-breath? Feel the circle, that kind of circle, let it expand, maybe with the breath. Welcome any difficult layer, any feeling. It's a little tender. Catch. When you catch it, you release it into the sweetness. There's a lot that lives in the breath. And now let's focus our very gentle attention. So it's not really a focus, a gentle attention to the breath in the middle torso. Just listening. Front, sides of the rib cage, left and right. Back of the rib cage. Feel there's a circle like a buoy. That you feel. Without any agenda or ideas, what is it like? Is it allowed? Are there feelings surfacing? Can I feel this buoy, this circle of sensation expanding further out into the space? Don't move away from unpleasantness or from difficult feelings. In this occasion, let the breath permeate them. The breath is saturated with your presence. And now feeling the breath in the upper clavicular area. Just gentle tasting throat, upper lungs. And then the sides, the shoulders, the armpits, the back of the body. No breathing actively, just feeling the breath natural, organic. It's as if the breath was a gentle wave coming from presence, caressing that part of the body so it can be felt. Expand the circle. Yes. Yes, and now we take charge of the breath a little bit more. We feel elongating the breath now through the nostrils, but feel that the breath travels from lower to middle to upper with the in-breath, and with the out-breath, upper, middle, lower. Find your own rhythm. And even though we are manipulating the breath, stay very connected to the quality of smooth, sweet, friendly. Pause at the top, pause at the bottom, explore gently. Inhale is a gift. And the exhale is a return to you. To presence. Feel that the in-breath can touch places in the body that need the caress of your presence. And with the out-breath, it's like a taking back to the source, whatever is willing or meant to be taken back. If there's thinking, just let the exhale take the thoughts back to where they came from. Nobody breathing, unlocated breathing. Don't Don't worry about the direction of the breath now. Feel it's coming and going. Coming from everywhere. Permeating every cell, every molecule. Not just of the body. Feel that your body is the universe now, and the breath is universal breath. And it's bathing and releasing whatever remains as layers of separation. Yes, and now don't do anything. Don't focus on anything. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming and partaking. Feel free to unmute yourself. It's such a small group this morning that I don't do a formal conversations on Friday, and there's only if we don't want to, it's not nice to go into conversation mode anyway after a meditation. But on Tuesdays, there is a conversation. If anybody wants to come, you know, if anybody has a question about this approach, you can email me or come on a Tuesday if you can. I know some of you can. Hi there. Is that Narina? Hello. Buongiorno. Oh, hello. Oh, he's so sweet. Is he a puppy?
No, she's around 10 or 11.
Okay. Was she enjoying the yoga?
You can tell.
I think she's pretty zoned out. Hello. Oh, she's so sweet. Hi. What's her name?
Essa.
I want a doggy too. I've been having doggy envy.
Yeah, you should.
I might. Okay, guys. Hugh, is it how I pronounce it, Hugh?
Yeah.
Nice that you came.
I get all your emails, and I've been to a couple of Rupert's retreats, but it's a long time.
Yeah, well, I understand. Just nice to see people. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ellen.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Anne Beatrice. Bye, Hilka. Bye, Wolfgang. Bye, Christian. And bye, Biruk and friend. What's your name?
My name's Anna.
Anna.
Thank you.
Nice to have you both. Okay. Bye, Sophia. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.